Somehow he began to feel safe. But wasn't that exactly what they wanted him to feel? He suddenly realized that he was trapped. He had left the shotgun in the emergency room. What was he, guest or captive? Months of fleeing from the Gray Terror had left him suspicious. Soon he would find out. He arose and began dressing. Before he finished, Mendelhaus came. He did not enter, but stood in the hallway beyond the door. He smiled a faint greeting and said, "So you're Paul." He felt heat rising in his face. "She's awake, then?" he asked gruffly. The priest nodded. "Want to see her?" "No, I've got to be going. It would do her good." He coughed angrily. Why did the black Cossack dermy have to put it that way? "Well, it wouldn't do me any good," he snarled. "I've been around too many gray leather hides already." Mendelhaus shrugged, but his eyes bore a hint of contempt. "As you wish. You may leave by the outside stairway to avoid disturbing the sisters."
"To avoid being touched, you mean?"
"No one will touch you."
Paul finished dressing in silence. The reversal of attitudes disturbed him. He resented the seeming tolerance that was being extended him. It was like asylum inmates being tolerant of the psychiatrist.
"I'm ready," he growled.
Mendelhaus led him down the corridor and out onto a sunlit balcony. They descended a stone stairway while the priest talked over his shoulder.
"She's still not fully rational, and there's some fever. It wouldn't be anything to worry about 2 years ago, but now we're out of most of the latest drugs. If sulfa won't hold the infection, we'll have to amputate, of course. We should know in 2 or 3 days.
He paused and looked back at Paul, who had stopped on the stairway.
"Coming?"
"Where is she?" Paul asked weakly. "I'll see her."
The priest frowned. "You don't have to, son. I'm sorry if I implied any obligation on your part. Really, you've done enough. I gather that you saved her life. Very few non-hypers would do a thing like that.
Where is she?" he snapped angrily. The priest nodded.
"Downstairs.
Come on."
As they re-entered the building on the ground floor, the priest cupped his hands to his mouth and called out, "Non-hyper coming! Plug your noses or get out of the way. Avoid circumstances of temptation."
When they moved along the corridor, it was Paul who felt like the leper. Mendelhaus led him into the third room. Willie saw him enter and hid her gray hands beneath the sheet. She smiled faintly, tried to sit up, and failed. Williamson and a nun nurse who had both been standing by the bedside turned to leave the room. Mendelhaus followed them out and closed the door. There was a long, painful pause. Willie tried to grin. He shuffled his feet.
"They've got me in a cast."
"You'll be all right," he said hastily.
"It won't be long before you'll be up. Galveston's a good place for you. They're all dermies here."
She clenched her eyes tightly shut.
"God. God, I hope I never hear that word again. After last night, that old woman in the rocking chair. I stayed there all alone, and the wind would start the chair rocking."
She looked at him with abnormally bright eyes.
"I'd rather die than touch anybody now, after seeing that. Somebody touched her, didn't they, Paul? That's why she did it, wasn't it?"
He squirmed and backed toward the door. "Willie, I'm sorry for what I said. I mean...
"Don't worry, Paul. I wouldn't touch you now."
She clenched her hands and brought them up before her face to stare at them with glittering hate.
"I loathe myself."
What was it Mendelhaus had said about the dermy going insane because of being an outcast rather than because of the plague? But she wouldn't be an outcast here, only among non-hypers, like himself.
"Get well quick, Willie," he muttered.
then hurriedly slipped out into the corridor. She called his name twice, then fell silent.